it's a huge problem, and people most affected are those who are generally poor and vulnerable populations, like the migrant workers and the ethnic communities. So it's still a major public health problem in this region, although in the past 10 years there were significant improvements in the malaria situation in this part of the world.
What are the effective ways to fight malaria? Is it mosquito nets? Is it insecticides?
There is no single intervention that can control malaria. We need to have a combination of tools. Three key interventions. One is the use of indoor residual spraying. The other is sleep under insecticide mosquito nets. Then we should have early diagnosis using microscopy or rapid diagnostic test and treatment with effective anti-malarial drugs. And of course, we have to do health education in order that these interventions will be adhered to by people at risk of malaria or those who have malaria.
Are there enough efforts underway to fight malaria?
I would say that over the past 5 to 8 years, there is massive increase of interventions to deal with malaria, and thanks mainly to the Global Fund support. So there were billions of money that were granted to the countries, to the ministries of health and other implementing partners. Yes, there is massive increase of interventions. However, if we look at in the Southeast Asia region, the use of insecticide-treated mosquito nets and residual spraying, which is the main intervention for vector control or to control the mosquitoes, the coverage is only less than 10% of the population at risk. So it means more work needs to be done. So while there's an increased intervention, much more really needs to be done.
I understand there's a promising vaccine in the experimental stages. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, after many decades of trying to develop the vaccine, we are hoping that finally it's almost available. I mean, it's there, but it will still take a long time, unfortunately. However, studies are still ongoing, and if everything goes right and if the findings are very good or acceptable, the earliest that WHO could recommend this vaccine will be in 2015, 3 more years from now. And of course, from the time that it is recommended in 2015, more needs to be done in terms of licensing, in terms of setting up the system to make this available to the people, to the children. Now, this trial is ongoing in Africa, and as I mentioned, very promising results. However, that this vaccine is mainly for young children, less than 2 years old. And that's fine. In Africa, more than 90% of the malaria cases are among children. But here in Southeast Asia, malaria among children under 5 is only about less than 10% of the total caseload. So yes, maybe this vaccine is promising, but how does it work in Asia and the target group? It may not be the main tool for malaria prevention in this part of the world unless we can show that it works also in adults who are mainly affected with malaria in this region. So we are hoping that, yes, it would be recommended in 2015 by WHO if everything goes right. But for Asia, we have to know more whether this will work among adults who are mostly affected with malaria in this part of the world.